Welcome back to Fraser 365 as we are focusing in on the topic of gratitude. And once again, we have Dr. Neil Epler with us today. Well, we know that 1 Thessalonians 5:18 tells us that gratitude is actually God's will for us, that this idea where it says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And there are many ways that people can do that. You had mentioned some of your own personal practices earlier. And I know that for some people, you know, they make a list of 100 things mm-hmm. they're grateful for, or they, you know, find someone to actually say thank you to, and things like that. Are there any particular practices that you would encourage people to engage in, particularly in the holidays, that would continue to inspire gratitude and a thankful heart in them?
Right. One of the things we like doing is praying, getting in a circle, and then each person lifts up something they're thankful for as you gather together. I think that sharing of the thankfulness is very good, and then can encourage other people to say, oh, I never thought about that. You know, I am thankful for my toothbrush and my toothpaste, whatever it may be, and say, wow, you know. And especially children, I think, come up with just some beautiful, wonderful ideas about things they're thankful for. You know, they might say, I'm just thankful for shoelaces, so my shoes, you know, and you're like, well, I never thought about shoelaces. You know, that's pretty good. So, but gathering in circles, sharing those things, and again, it's a great time to call somebody, to send a note to somebody, to say, I'm just grateful for you. I want you to know that. And and that has a double blessing, because it blesses you by doing it. But that person is so blessed when they receive that thanks, too. And you just don't know what a difference. I mean, I've heard of teachers who said, you know, I've taught for years and just never, you know, you wonder, is it doing anything? And then I got this note from one of my students saying thank you and telling me where they were. And it just, you know, made everything worthwhile.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as we've been talking, I was thinking about the Dietrich Bonhoeffer quote, where he says, in ordinary life, we hardly realize that we receive a great deal more than we give, and that it is only with gratitude that life becomes rich.
Amen.
And I think one of the greatest currencies we have, particularly as Christians, is this ability to have our eyes open to the fact that, yes, every good and perfect gift does actually come from above. It actually is from the Father. And to be able to see that and then begin to articulate it and to then think about the fact that, no, I actually, this is a blessing. And, you know, as you've been saying, the small things, the toothpaste and shoelaces, you know, to be able to think through that, to see every good thing around me is actually a blessing from God, is a beautiful thing. And I just want to say thank you for modeling that, for living that out, not only for me, but also the staff and the congregation. And, you know, and I'll even say this, there are a lot of times, you know, you bring people on staff, or they're involved in some kind of lay leadership, and maybe they're on the younger end of the spectrum, and so there's a lot of energy and all that stuff, and what I've seen consistently in godly men and women's lives is that those who live truly grateful, those are the ones who continue on at a healthy pace doing good ministry over decades. And for you to model that and live that out in so many ways is a gift for a lot of people, like I said, me included. So
And I just want to say, too, that I'm thankful for you and for your leadership. I mean, I keep teasing you, you're young enough to be my son.
Yeah.
And so this is a new experience for me to be an associate pastor, and the senior pastor is my son's age. But what you bring and what you share is just wonderful, and it just brings joy to my heart to say, hey, the future of the church, it's marching forward. And then you know, your generation even below you and it coming on. And but I'm just thankful for your leadership and for your direction and your vision for the church.
Wow.
And
well,
so, thanks.
Thank you. You know, it's, you know, coming in 5 years ago, if I could point in a direction, but if you guys didn't go with me, it wouldn't have worked. So, and that's it's another thing you bring up, you know, to see how you and Ashley are personally affecting not just my generation, the one below you, but the one below me. It's amazing. And I am, brother, I'm just thankful for you and thankful for all that you bring to this beautiful little part of the kingdom called Fraser.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for being on and having this conversation.
Thank you.
Once again, thank you so much for being a part of this Fraser 365 conversation on the important topic of gratitude. And as you go through the holiday season, I pray that gratitude will not just be something that is inspired in you, but it's something that will flow through you to others.